والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى أما بعد. This session is really for those people who are traveling, specifically first time to the Haramain, or if they have traveled before but they had not benefited, they jumped into, it's like jumping into a swimming pool when you don't know how to swim. That's what happened to people when they go to Haramain. Haramain, the city of Makkah, which is the city of the prophets, which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam built Allah's house there, and the city of Medina, the city of the last prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They are like oceans of Fez. وہ حرمین شریفین جو ہے وہ جیسے سمندر ہوتے ہیں فیض کے, benefits, spiritual oceans of فیوزات. There can be no more فیض anywhere in the universe, meaning spiritual power, spiritual infusions and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not descend upon anywhere more than Makkah and the Medina, the dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because these things are the most closest thing from the creation of Allah to him. So they are like ocean, they are like sea of faith and blessing. Imagine if there is a sea and you jump into the sea, you don't have a boat, you don't know how to swim, you don't have a ship, what will happen? You won't benefit from it. You will drown. You will be exhausted. And you will come back actually not as though as you have benefited from it. So in order to benefit from these ocean fuels, are that even when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went there, they received benefit from there. Such benefit is there. Even the messengers, the prophets, they receive benefit from there. So imagine the spiritual fairs there, that the prophets were already so much close to Allah, the messenger like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, say Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, and all these Anbiya and Rusul, they're already very, very closer to Allah. Now just imagine that they also receive something from there. And if me and you do not, then this means that we don't have the channel, we don't have the methodology, the art and the method of attaining that. So this is the purpose of today's session. So you listen carefully and inshallah you will then know what to do there. Because at that time when you are in the sea, you can't say to the instructor, teach me swimming, can you? When you are already in the water and you say, can you give me lesson on swimming, how will that person benefit? That's the example when people go there, when they are there for Umrah, for Ziyarah, and at the spot they want to learn, then they just have to survive whatever they know already. And then they come back, no change in them, and they give bad name to Islam and Umrah and Makkah and Medina Sharif, because people look at them, they say, look, these people have been there, they're the same people. Only change is them temporal, very, very temporal. See, come, they have like a scarf like this, for example, a Saudi Arabian scarf white or red upon them. They look like Arabs, the women. And after 2-3 days, the scarf goes away. After more 2-3 days, the cap goes away. And they are same little old, whatever they were, angel or devil, where they were before. That is because actually they did not learn, and they thought it is like a holiday, spiritual holiday. It is holiday in the sense, holiday from evil, holiday from evilness, holiday from bad things, holiday from bad character. Because the nature of Islam, the word Islam means peace by submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every ibadah and worship, there should come peace in you, and so much peace in you that actually the peace overflows to other people as well from you. If that's not happening, you are missing the point of any worship in Islam. Firstly, the peace should come in you, in your glass, in your vessel of heart, so much that it flows to your spouses, your husbands, your wives, your children, your neighbors, people who are traveling with you. This is. So I will briefly go through the firstly the purpose, and then also the spiritual aspect and some of the fiqh aspect. And then we'll have a question-answer session for you as well, and give you some literature which you can purchase from there actually, which are small. Whatever my lecture based upon is that literature. So you can keep those booklets with you to remind you there as well, inshallah. So if you look at the screen, The whole of the purpose of visiting Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, there is bigger picture. And that is, if you look at the left side here, unknown period of non-existence, when me and you were nothing. All religious or not religious people, they have to believe this. There's no scientist who can say the world is forever. The world from there. I was here from there. You ask him, if it is you are from ever, what is your date of birth? And he said, 19 January 1946. This means that that's when you came. Nothing was there. All people believe. Then who made something? Something can come out of nothing? Those people who say there is no God, there is no more person foolish than them, because what they are saying is that something came out of nothing. And they can give an example in the world. Something can come out of nothing. You need something to create or make something. And that something which made everything is God, is the creator, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa sallam. Even if I say to you, this tissue paper, nothing made it, you won't believe me. It's a petty thing. I say, you know, you have to believe one thing. Nothing created it. It's just by itself. When it, by itself, how can be when it was, when the self was not there, how can it make itself? So, if this tissue paper, then what about this big system which is running in the outer world? And what about your own thing? You are a wonder of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Created from water, sperm, fluid. Such a wonderful creation. So anyway, if you look at the screen, that there is nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then He created us in the world of spirits. There we promised Allah, oh Allah, if you send on face of earth, we will obey you so that we may enjoy the life forever. And that promise, they say, even the Hajr-e Aswad in Makkah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif, it witnessed this promise. When we were saying, oh Allah, you are our Rabb, we'll follow you. Who was the witness? Hajr, so the black stone which came from the heaven, which is placed in Kaaba. It was witnessed. Now when we go to Kaaba Sharif, we go to renew our promise with Allah, that what we've done. So there's a link between what happened in the world of spirits and what's happening now when you will go in Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif. So after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here on this face of the earth. Now we are living here on this. Difference is here, between here and other worlds, is that here we have choice only. Here we have the choice only. Before this we don't have, after that we won't have. After you die, you can't even open your eyes. You can't even breathe. That's the choice you actually lose now. You're lying there, your heart is there, your brain is there, everything is there. But Allah has taken the choice away from you. Now you can't breathe, now you can't actually talk, now you can't even, if a fly sits on your face, you can't move it. How will you move the angels of punishment when you cannot move fly away from yourself? How helpless you will be. It's as though like you were in the womb of the mother, that whatever comes to you, you actually bear that, you are nourished by that. You don't have choice when you are in the womb of mother. What? When you come out from it, you have choice in this face of the earth. Little bit of choice between good and evil. Choosing between good and evil. No more choice. You can't live forever. You can't have beauty forever. You can't have peace forever in this world. Do not have. But you can't eat as much as you want. You might want to eat 5 kilos of food. You don't have choice. You have to actually finish after your stomach gets full. So there is no choice in other matters. The choice is in choosing between good and bad. That's where you have a choice. You can choose. So be vigilant of that choice. So after that you will go to the world of grave. There is another world coming. There is another window. The qabr is like a womb which opens you, send you another world. Like the before you came on this earth, womb of the mother, that was like a grave. If you ponder over, womb of the mother is like a grave. And it became an opening to so vast world, skies, mountains and everything, whilst you were in the womb. If someone says to people, if you go into the mother's womb, you will go to a very big world. I say, how can that happen? I will be in the womb. Well, this is the opening way to actually this world. Similarly, the grave is a womb as well. Qabr is a spiritual womb. It's not the physical womb. It's the spiritual womb which you then are given birth into here, this world of Barzakh. Look at it. You're given to a vast world of Barzakh. If you've been righteous, it will be, there'll be garden, there'll be pleasures in the qabr, in the after death life. Otherwise, there will be also punishments. Because there have to be justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give justice to everyone. Everyone who harms someone, everyone who is unjust to someone in this world, they might get away from courts. They might get away from police. Because they might get away because they were powerful, they were king. But the people they killed, the people they harmed, the blood they sucked, and they have to face that actually, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them face in the world hereafter. No escape. After that, the day of judgment, that's when the decision will be made. And then, this is a big life as well, 50,000 years. And then there will be a bridge they have to cross to the everlasting Jannah. Everlasting Jannah. The bridge of Sirat put over the fire of hell. For this preparation, so that you may go there, that is why you are going on Umrah. That is the reason why you are going on Umrah, so that you may or the visiting the pilgrimage, so that you may be refined and you become a traveler to the house of Allah and the house of Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that you can meet Allah in Jannah and meet Rasulullah sallallahu in Jannah as well. Here is the meeting to their houses. You will be giving the house of Allah, the Kaaba. In Medina Sharif, you will be visiting the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you do it properly, you will be meeting them forever in paradise. Okay. So now we start with the what is the aim and objective. Aim and objective of visiting the house of Allah was to renew that promise which you made in the world of spirits, which I shown you. O Allah, I will follow you. You are my Rabb. I will follow the Messenger. I won't follow the devil and devilish and evil ways. You did this promise whilst you were in the world of spirits. Now you are doing with your body in the physical world. Now you have the body. Second is to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah ﷺ, because the Prophet ﷺ lived in those cities. So you be in those places, Uhud, Badr, Makkah, Kaaba, Medina Sharif, those streets, those that environment, so that you may learn that you should follow Rasulullah ﷺ in all walks of life. Thirdly is so that you seek the pleasure of Allah. Pleasure of Allah meaning that really pleasure of yourself. You will be pleased forever if you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you please shaitan and your desire, you will be pleased for few minutes, few hours, few years only. Forever you will go in torture and punishment. That is the deal. Shaitan, you can take a drug, feel good for 5 minutes or 1 hour. You can commit zina, feel good for 5 minutes or 1 hour. You can kill someone and you get buzz from there because of your evil nature, whatever you are doing wrong. You get pleasure very small amount, and then displeasure and punishment and torture forever and ever. And also sometime here, look at the people who are sitting in the prisons, who are in hospitals now because of abuse of things. What type of life is there? So if you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have a good life in this world and good life in the hereafter. So seeking the pleasure of Allah, making that objective. If Allah is pleased you, He give you everything. So after that, now look at this diagram. You have these organs, members of the body, the tongue, the ears, eyes, hearts, hands, stomach, private part, feet. Whatever you do, if you do evil with them, bad things and sins, the heart become darkened. And when the heart become darkened, then when you go to Kaaba Sharif and Medina Sharif, all the fiyuzat and the blessings coming from there, they are blocked because of the blackness of your heart. So you have to clear that before you go there. There will be a barrier. If you've been committing sin and being criminal and you've not repented, you've not settled your matters before you go, you have not asked forgiveness from people, forgiveness from who you think you have wronged, then when you go there, all the blessings and fares that one receives bounces back as the heart is not purified. So people will say, oh, this person have done Umrah and Hajj and he is the same. Why? Because no fares, no blessings came to him because he had the darkness, barrier of darkness. So you have to stop from, before you go, you have to stop from watching all those pornographic movies and things, or abominable things, hearing evil, speaking evil. You have to stop that. Otherwise, you'll go there and you'll come back, same way. Now when you go with a purified heart, when you're not doing sins, you get away from sins because you are preparing all the affairs that one receives, illuminate the body, mind and heart and soul. So you become with enlightened heart. Heart is enlightened, the body does good, the mind does good. So you understand this part? Okay. So what you do there, inshallah, you will get the if it's something necessary, otherwise all these notes will give you. You understand? They're already written, so don't worry about writing. Just understand all the literature, what's there is coming, will be given to you. But if you understand now, the literature will remind you. You can see, oh yes, that's what God said. If you don't have understanding, you look at it, you won't understand. So now just actually write with the mind, to the make the mind the pen and heart the paper. Now, for now, do that. And then, inshallah, once you get the literature, it will remind you. So when you visit Madina Sharif first time, some of the outward adab, which will go after, these are the spiritual adab. First time when you go with utmost respect, and you go, obviously you'll go to the hotel, do ghusl or wudu, wear clothes, perfume, etc. It's as though you are visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go into the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and offer two rakat tahiyyatul masjid. That is the first thing we should do. Some awliya Allah, they would, for example, enter from the sides of the mosque where there are rows between them and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1, 2, 3, 4. On every row, they will pray two rakat of shukr, two rakat of shukr, two rakat of shukr. On every row until they go to the Roza Sharif. One is this adab. One is to go walking. One is whenever, maybe not first time, whilst you are there, do it one time at least. Enter from the back of the mosque or from the side doors, and then every saf pray two rakat shukr and two rakat for sending sawab, reward to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's as though to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are going in prostration and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every saf. Maybe there are 15-20 safs, so inshallah you reach there and there is a different benefit you receive that. Anyway, first time when you go there, after reading two rakat salat tahiyyatul masjid, you go and sit where to say salam. You don't have to be in front of the Jali Sharif to Rasulullah to hear you. Anywhere in the mosque, you sit where you can see Rauza Sharif, or anywhere in direction. The Prophet hears from anywhere in the, you are in the mosque. So you read Durood Sharif 100 times, any Durood Sharif. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi 100 times. This is the best salam. This is the best salam from every salam. Why? Because in the salah, everything best is given to you. In the prayer, in the namaz, what you say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. And why Rasulullah loves this is, because Allah said salam in these words to the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ liked these words, because when he went into night of Mi'raj, and he, when he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Well, that's the part. So you understand? So Rasulullah ﷺ likes this, because this was like, this reminds the Prophet ﷺ of the salam of Allah. So 100 times this, and then 100 times this Durood Sharif. He alayhi salatu wasalam used to like this Durood Sharif very much as well. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyyin Ummihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. It's as though you are thanking Rasulullah ﷺ. Then 100 times Durood Sharif. But doing this, it might take maybe half an hour. But whilst doing this, look at the screen, what you have to think. Think that, O servant of Allah, When you recite these amal, imagine you are sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah. Imagine the blessed grave and the dome is illuminating with light. And that light is coming and striking your heart and purifying it. With this imagination, with eyes open and closed, feeling the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to, as much as there will be people around you, but you imagine that's happening to you. With the tongue will recite, Durood, Assalamu alayka, Yuhan Nabi, wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. And with the mind you are thinking of this image. The dome, the light coming toward. This is what you do, the first amal. When you, it's like the beginning in Medina Sharif. Second, now, what will be you will be doing during the day and night? People waste a lot of time there. They just actually was wandering in the streets. You see, if you want to do shopping, there is enough to do shopping. Do shopping here. There are no things there which are not available here. They come from other countries, from China, other things, etc., etc. Yes, we ask people to sign one day for shopping. In those 5-6 days they will be there. One day, okay, you can spend whatever you are buying, gifts, etc. People will never become happy with you, even if you buy all things of the world. But yes, you can bring some gifts, some khajur, some dates or water, whatever you want for as a gift, for the pleasure of Allah, not to please people. As I said, people will not become pleased with you. If you give them mountains, they won't please with you, they want more. Allah will come pleased with you if you give one piece of grape or one piece of date in the way of Allah. Allah say, I please with you. So why not please the person who become easily pleased and he can give you more? And people say, give me more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more and people say, give us more. So please people to please Allah only. Don't please people to please them. Don't please people to... That's the mistake we do. We please people to please them. You should please people to please Allah. Because even though they don't recognize you, they don't not thankful to you, you're not concerned with them. Because you did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you've done goodness to people for people, then you will cry and weep. Oh, I did this favor to him, look what he is doing now. Oh, I did this to her, she is young, give me her grief, etc., etc. I give him this gift, hasn't given me good gift in return. When I invited him, I gave him such and such food, and he is not giving, etc., etc. Then this type of things will happen with you. But once you do and please people, feed people, gifts to people for pleasing Allah, Allah is always keep your reward there, and He will be rewarding you in different ways. Even people, they turn back from you, then you have no concern. Anyway, now second important part, what will you be doing during the day and during the night in Medina Sharif? Apart from the 5 first prayer, you will do 4 rakat Salatul Tawbah every day. 45 minutes Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi, and half an hour this dua, this wird of Sayyidina Khidr, in which you are saying, Allahumma ya Rabbi bijahi Sayyidina, O Allah Lord, by the status of the Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gather me, unite me and our Master Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world before him. You, if you do this properly, you will get the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that's what you are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you are praying. It's a special wird for ziyarah, for the seeing Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. And 1 hour Allah, Allah zikr, and 45 minutes Durood Sharif, any Durood Sharif which you like, and praying 2 rakat Salatul Shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you opportunity to be there, and doing 4 rakat Salatul Tawbah, meaning repentance, any mistakes what happened. So this is how much? 45 for the 1.5 hour, 2.5 hours, and 3 hours. 3 hours of amal. How much? 3 hours in 12 hours, in 20, 3 hours in the day, 3 hours in the night. It's not much. Because that's why you've gone there. You've not gone there for sleeping and holiday and thing. You've gone for some extra worship. We should be worshipping maybe in 24 hours, 12 hours. But I am saying minimum, if 6 hours even if you don't do, then know that you are losing. You spend £1,000 or £900 or even more, some people spend, and time taken off from work. You left your children, parents, etc., etc. And after that you are not doing anything there, then why you came there? Don't see other people. There are all kinds of people there. Some will be praying, some will be walking, some will be just actually wasting time. Don't look at them as models. Look at awliya Allah, how they spend time there. And you do your minimum, these amals. This will be, detail will be in the booklet which you can get from here. So this is the once in the during the day, once during the night. 3 hours during the day, 2 hours in the night. Other part you can spend whatever you're reciting Quran, giving dawah to other, their whole people from whole countries around the world from there. So you can invite towards them goodness, towards piety, because then you are doing exactly what the Prophet ﷺ did in Medina Sharif. What he did in Medina Sharif 10 years. He gave dawah to people, he was inviting people. It is even more rewardable than doing these amals. Because you are then emulating the Prophet ﷺ. What he used to do in Makkah, he gave dawah to people. Worship himself, invite other people. So what you think during these amals, you can read in the book, but look at this diagram. You think the tajalli of Allah, the rahmat tajalli of Allah coming upon Kaaba, which is the haq, yani tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqiqat Kaaba, the reality of Kaaba. The reality of Kaaba is not the stones which are there. It's not the walls which are there. It is the spiritual, it is the ruh of the Kaaba. It's like my hands, they are not really me. Okay, they are my hands, but that's not. It is the spirit, it's the ruh in me which is making me precious. When the ruh is not there, you are going to put me in the grave. And this person is now useless, he can't do anything. He's just going to be burdened. So you, the ruh of the Kaaba is the tajalli of Allah. Allah's rahmah, Allah's special tajalli, which does not descend anywhere, any other mosque, any other in the world as such, come upon the Kaaba. And people, if you have a lightened heart, you bear. So you imagine that, look at the picture, the light of the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon the Kaaba, from Kaaba to Medina Sharif. Look at the picture. From Medina Sharif to yourself or your teacher, and from the teacher and the shayukh and awliya to you, the seeker. So while thinking like this, you read these amals of during the day and evening. It is important. So make it like a film. Firstly, imagine about the Kaaba, the light upon the Kaaba, the name of Allah upon the Kaaba. Then think about the Gumbaz Sharif. Then think about the light from there. Then your teeth, and then it is the light coming towards your heart. So this is morning and evening. When you visit the Jannatul Baqi graveyard, where our mothers of believers are buried, where Sahaba Rizwanul Alim Jmain, Hazrat Usman is buried, many many awliya, Imam Jafar Sadiq, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah, the Imam Zainul Abideen, such awliya and Sahaba Rizwan Ajmain, they buried there. When you go there, you recite these azkar 33 times. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subuhun Quddus, Rabbuna wa Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh, and these, inshallah. So this is the graveyard of Baqi. So when you recite these amal, you imagine the name of Allah is there, and the lights Anwar coming from the name of Allah to the blessed graves, and from there collectively to your heart. So you receive that. After every Fajr, you can visit the graveyard. They open. After every Asr, Fajr and Asr. Do at least one time. At least whilst you are there, one time do visit the grave and say salam to the Sahaba and your mothers, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, Hazrat Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, all these people who worked for Islam. So you visit, as you can see the blessed dome there, so it's very closer to the there. For women, they can't enter the graveyard there because there's so many men. Doesn't matter, few zat are spiritual, they just sit wherever they want, near it or in the courtyard, and do these amals. Now these are some amals of Makkatul Mukarram. When you go in Makkah Sharif, morning and evening, meaning during the day and evening, looking at the house of Allah, you do the zikr of Allah, Allah, and Allahu 1 hour each. And when you perform this zikr, Allah and Allahu, what you think is given in this picture, and what you have to think is written here as well, which you will get in the booklet. I'm just giving you an overview, because we need more actually time for this to go in detail. So you think that Allah's name is above Kaaba, from the Kaaba, the light of Allah's name is coming towards the Kaaba, from Kaaba to your heart. And whilst you're doing Allah, 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 either you sit and do it, or either you do tawaf and do it, or looking at the Kaaba, do it, or just do the tawaf and whilst you are doing dhikr as well. Or actually just sit somewhere where you can see the Kaaba and inshallah do the dhikr. Then for after morning and evening, once do the munajat. Munajat meaning let your heart now talk with Allah. Firstly, you were between you and Allah was the Kaaba. Now you directly converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Morning and evening at least one time. Only Allah and you. There was one saintly person who went to visit the house of Allah. He had his, you know, ancient time they used to have wallets around their waist, like a belt. Now they have belt as well. Similar, yes, belt. He had a belt around and he had money there. And he was doing dua to Allah, holding the Kaaba, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And he was so much engrossed that whatever money he had, someone actually stole. Now that is something you also should be vigilant. Some people go there for stealing only. Meaning, or they are there for all kinds of shayateen everywhere. Munafiqeen lived in Medina, people, Munafiqeen lived in Kaaba, and they still actually people come. So don't expect everyone to be bad or everyone to be good. You just be vigilant. Have good opinion, but you do your own. Many people's money, things are stolen, and then they're crying and weeping. Our passports are gone. If it happens after you take precaution, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you. But you take your steps. So this wali, this person, he is doing dua, holding the gulaf of the Kaaba. If someone comes and says, fine, they say this is good time to steal. So actually, they took his money. And then, so after he finished, he saw it's gone. All the money is gone. And then those times there were no banks and, you know, cards and debit cards and phone calls you can do, or internet that you someone is going to send you. Now his disciple was with him. Unka murid bhi unke saath tha. He also became upset. What's going to do? That Sheikh is going to be upset very much. And it is a matter of upsetness. But the Sheikh, the Wali, he said to Ya Rabbal Alameen, before now, there was nothing except me and you apart from those money. I don't possess anything. And now, Alhamdulillah, that barrier is gone as well. Now it's only me and you left only. So that part of dunya is gone as well. The money is gone. Maya ke pehle, main aur Ya Rabbal Alameen, meri aur aapke darmiyan, mere paas kuch bhi swai in paisu ke. Ab wo bhi khatwa, main aur aap hi rahe bas. بہت اچھا ہوا کہ المیارہ آپ پر بھروسہ ہے. When he did this, another person saw in Medina Sharif, who was in Medina, another scholar, his name was Sheikh Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali. He saw Rasulullah in the dream, and he, Rasulullah said, there is my ummati there, go and give him this some money. So when you rely on Allah, you don't have internet, you don't have these things, but the spiritual internet now works. There is spiritual internet which existed before this internet came. And it's more powerful. Because through this internet you're only communicating around the earth. With the spiritual internet you communicate in between different universes, different realms. It can even surpass this world and reach Barzakh and reach the world of spirits and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this internet you're still going around actually the earth. The spiritual internet surpasses everything. So Rasulullah ﷺ said to him, go and give this person money. So he went there and he said that this is some money. He said, I don't want. Who are you to come in between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I don't want this money. Then he said, this is the Rasulullah ﷺ sent gift. Then he accepted. So imagine. So in morning and evening, 15, 20 minutes only between you and Allah. Hearing me and talk with Allah from the heart, present your sins, your shortcoming, your lawful desire, and this is your private time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little 15-20 minutes in the morning and evening, apart from those amal. When you go into the cave of Hira, if you visit there, if you are healthy enough, you can climb to the cave of Hira. Now it's very easy, there are steps. You can go there, but you need some actually energy to do that. If you go there, there are these amals you can read there. And imagination, this is there. This is in the book, so inshallah, don't worry, you get benefit. When you come back from the Umrah, how you preserve, protect the benefits which you receive. O servant of Allah, your Lord is restorer of all peace and harmony. O servant of Allah, when the seeker returns from the sacred house, they should perform 4 rakat of Salat al-Shukr, thanking Allah. After the Salah, they should recite these azkar. Ya Hamid, 100 times. Ya Samad, Ya Muhaymin, Ya Jabbar, and Durood Sharif. Whilst thinking like this, whole of their journey, they bring into mind. Look at this picture. So what do they say? You should close your eyes and replay the journey you had taken towards Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sacred house of Allah. Imagine your soul and your thoughts and your spirit is still there in Masjid-e-Nabvi, performing all the amals you have done. Imagine all the light from the sacred house and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed grave is entering into your body, then imagine this light performing a protective shield around your body, keeping the blessings which you receive from there with you until death. So this you can do after even you come back. You can choose one day and just do this muraqabah for 10 minutes or so every week. And inshallah you'll receive those same blessings which you are part of them receive. So you replay the journey that you went from there to Medina Sharif, and then you were sitting there, thus the lights were coming, and then actually how the noor of the Kaaba Sharif and the Gumbaz Sharif were coming, you're all the amal actually. So, and all of them together from Cave of Hira, from Jannatul Baqi, everything coming collectively to you here in UK or Pakistan or America. This meditation, you can prolong the benefits of there without visiting there. These, what we covered now is the spiritual aspect. Now we do a break, and also firstly I will take some question regarding these amal. Then one session is left, how to do physically Umrah, what is the fiqh of Umrah, the rule, regulation, ihram, and all these things. Actually, this was the spirit of Umrah, the ruh of Umrah. And this you can buy a booklet, this actually, How much, Brother Vikas, is the? 2 pounds 50. In that you will get a booklet as well as which have all these pictures and amals and things, and then a brief of this booklet which you can keep like in your pocket, what to do these amals, and then there's a leaflet of what to do in fiqh also in that package. So it is really only necessary part for you about Umrah in Urdu and in English, Jamaat. But that comes after. Now, whatever I have said regarding those amals, anything which I've said up to now, if you're not clear, please do ask. I'll go over it again, because there will be hustle and bustle, people, hundreds, thousand people coming and going. Even if you ask question there, you can't concentrate there either. So it's better you ask here. And there we will have every 2-3 days, we'll have a collective session there as well, where you all get together, any question, things come, we can inshallah there. But at least go prepared from here, because then you get on with your job and you don't need to bother anyone. You are doing your own thing there, and alhamdulillah, you benefit. Yeah. Morning and evening mean once during the day, once during the night. So let's say if you are doing the morning amal, 3 hours you finish before Zuhr. After Zuhr you can start the evening ones. So you can start the evening ones, because after Zawal you can start the evening one, you can finish. And after midnight you can start the morning ones. So this is the timing actually different. Zawal and midnight. It is rather better to do them together, and also assign like 1 hour, maybe 1.5 hour after Fajr, or 1.5 hour after Zuhr, like this, or before to finish the day. Then the evening one you begin after Asr, 1.5 hour, then 1.5 hour maybe at Tahajjud time, etc., etc. It's only 3 hours, so if you manage and adjust the time, you can do easily. No questions? And any questions from sisters? If there are any sisters downstairs, they can also send. Have you sent some packs there? So inshallah, if you can send some packs, if they want, and tell them the price, etc., so they can buy. So as I said, this booklet is the spiritual amal which I have gone through with you. All these are explained there, the text is there, and then a brief summary of them is in English and Urdu also in this leaflet. This summarizes all actually, so that it stays with you, and inshallah you can do so. And also to mention to you that these are free available. If you want to download from the internet and print for yourself, or anything, they are free, meaning you can download all these things are on our website, etc., etc. But if you want a hard copy, then either you print yourself or get it from the brother. Theek hai, just have a 5 minute break if you want to do. Tyler to walk about, and then we start the next session. Hopefully now it's 3 o'clock, so inshallah 3:10 we start the other. If you want to drink water or anything, juice or whatever.